want to experience the room? My name is Wendy Parker, and I'm extending an invitation to you, dear friend, to open the door to my podcast. So come inside where it's warm, take off your coat, get comfortable, and together we will discover the spacious room.
Hey there, and welcome to this week's podcast of the spacious room. So trips, traps, and pitfalls, how to avoid them so your faith survives. So how do you avoid the trips, traps, and pitfalls of the hunter so your faith survives through every season of your life? You don't wallow in the mud. Now elks, and I've talked a lot about elks over the past few weeks, they actually wallow in mud to cool off in the summer to keep away pesky flies. However, this is the first place where a hunter will look for an elk to blood trail it. And in the same way, to be free from any more wounding, we need to stop wallowing in our past hurts and let God heal our wounds. And if you want to turn your wounds into scars and step into everything God has for you, you really need to quit rolling around in the sludge and slush of gossip, slander, and comparison, and develop a maturity that really shines out of you. And it's hard lessons to learn, but you need to get that mud off you if you're going to step into everything that God has for you. So the Apostle Paul, in 1 Timothy 3 verses 1 to 7, he reminds us what actually qualifies and what disqualifies us for leadership. And he points out that we're not to become arrogant. Other words for arrogant, I've looked them up, is assuming, pretentious, smug, on an ego trip, uppity, superior, proud, and puffed up. Wow. I don't know what image you've got there, but I've got this whole image of this smug, ego-tripping, uppity person. So, why does Paul remind us of this? Why is it so important not to be like that? Because it's your character that will sustain you in leadership and not your giftings. And when we let arrogance dictate the way we lead others, then nobody wins and we all actually sink into the mud. A genuine faith lets people know that regardless of all the mud that the enemy has thrown at you, your faith has survived. And this reminds people you're using the strength that God gave you as a leader for service and not for status. Always looking for the good of those around you. That's Romans 15 verse 2. And the blood trail the hunter Satan has been following, the one that's been following behind you that you've been leaving, it actually suddenly dries up. And when you've learned to lean on God to heal every wound that he has inflicted on you, then he cannot keep blood trailing you because there's no trail to follow. And Paul reminds us as well to be honourable so we avoid the trips, traps and pitfalls of the devil. Because there's nothing honourable when the mud of gossip, slander or comparison gets on you. There's no bravery or valour in speaking negatively behind closed doors or behind people's backs, scratching those wounds until they bleed over and over again. And it's ready and set up for the hunter to lead us into the dense darkness of self-righteousness so he can shoot more poisonous arrows at us. So trips, traps and pitfalls, they're designed to cause distrust among believers. And they're schemes of the devil to keep your faith smeared and leaving you discouraged as you wallow around in the thick mud of mistrust. Pitfalls are traps. They're designed to dull your effectiveness as a believer and as a leader and to muddy the waters in your relationship with God. So the hunter Satan knows that mud sticks and he is happy to send those flies and that pesky pestilence to keep you immersed in the wallowing hole, bathing your wounds in all the regrets and past mistakes. Psalm 24 verse 4 reminds us that only those whose hands have been washed and hearts made pure, men and women who are not given to lies or deception. Lies and deception are what hunters use to actually trap elks. And throughout my own faith journey, there has been many times where Satan has used trips, traps and pitfalls to give me every right and every justification to wallow in the mud. And I fell for all the lies and deception, and it left my wounds bleeding out. And I've wondered sometimes why I was put through that, why I was on the receiving end of people's mudslinging attacks over my integrity, over my faith and my character. And I've certainly felt the bitter sting of rejection from the very people I have called friend, and they've left me face down in that mud. However, if there's one thing I've learnt, the wallowing hole is not where God wants me to be, and he doesn't want you to be there either. Because I am not an effective leader when I'm spending all my time covered in the mud of regret and despair and throwing mud back and forth to people. God doesn't want you getting stuck in that mud pit either. And when we bring our past hurts, our pain, our disappointment, our regrets, our mistakes in the light of what Jesus did on that hill at Calvary when he took the punishment for our suffering and our pain while we were still lost and broken and wounded, we realize and then we understand that we could never, how can we ever become arrogant or assuming or pretentious or smug or proud or puffed up in our thinking? Otherwise, our faith would not survive through all the seasons of life. So, take my advice. Don't become so stuck in the mud of your past, so badly that you cannot move forward into all God has for you. Let Jesus wash your wounds clean, and let his redeeming blood turn those wounds into scars. Because wallowing isn't for you, dear friend. And if anyone can understand and have the empathy of the pain from past hurts and learn to forgive people for what they've done, it's definitely me. So forgive, move on, and learn to look out for and avoid the trips, traps and pitfalls of the hunter Satan. Don't get stuck in that wallowing hole. And stand on the Philippians 1:6 scripture. It says, I am confident that God will be faithful to complete the good work. That's complete the good work that he has begun in me. So believe it and live it.
Thank you for joining me today in the spacious room. I invite you to join me in my other rooms, my website, www.thebigvoiceonline.com, and my Big Voice YouTube channel. See you in the room next time.